Brandon, people have described Superintendent Ritz as a lifelong educator. How can we expect her to appeal to voters outside the world of education?
Well, fortunately for her, education is one of those topics you can use as sort of a platform to talk about almost anything. It's an avenue for discussing economic development. It can be a way to talk about public safety. There are really very few things that aren't affected by education, so having that as the backdrop to her campaign is actually an asset for her. Education also impacts everybody. Whether you've gone to school or you haven't, that affects the rest of your life. If you aren't a teacher, you probably know a teacher or have interacted with your children's teachers. You might have children in school. So the fact that Glenda Ritz can talk intelligently about an issue that touches every single person in the state of Indiana is a benefit to her as a candidate.
Mm-hmm. Ritz is joining a group on the Democratic ticket that includes both a former House Speaker and gubernatorial candidate, John Gregg, and a current Indiana lawmaker, Senator Karen Tallien from Portage. We spoke with Andrew Downs, who heads the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics at IPFW, and here's what he had to say about how Ritz stacks up.
In the world of politics, you know, we sort of tell candidates, answer the question you want to answer, not the question that was asked. So for her, the challenge is to be able to pivot back to education and use that as the platform for discussing those things that she doesn't necessarily have a background in.
Brandon, what can you add to that? How can Ritz work to set herself apart from these competitors, leveraging her expertise in education?
Well, I think Andy's right. There's no doubt Tallien and Gregg can talk about the breadth of their experience. They can talk about their successes in the legislature and their knowledge about making that part of government work. But neither of them has ever held an office in the executive branch. Ritz has. Neither of them has ever won a statewide election. Ritz has, and still has a strong group of supporters who have stuck by her ever since. This is still arguably the biggest hurdle Ritz will have to overcome, having less experience and expertise outside the education arena. It's very possible, however, that it will affect her more in the general election if she makes it there than it will in the primary.
Finally, it's no big secret that Ritz and the supposed Republican incumbent, Governor Mike Pence, have not always gotten along. It's arguably been the stickiest point for Ritz in her current position, along with the fact that she's butted heads in the past with members of the State Board of Education, an important policy group that she heads. How will those relationships come into play for Ritz in not only the primary, but a potential general election campaign as well?
Well, as for state board, you know, the legislature already recently reorganized the group, so there's hope relationships will improve there. We'll have to wait and see how Ritz, the candidate, handles the responsibilities she'll continue to hold as Ritz, the superintendent. No doubt some people will try to question her actions as, you know, political acts, so she'll have to be careful about maneuvering between those two roles. As for Governor Pence, I'm not sure that relationship will become any rosier now that he and Ritz are officially opponents. There's no doubt the governor will point to the conflict he's seen with Ritz at the Department of Ed and on the state board. Ritz, on the other hand, has more to pick at because she can now move beyond education when criticizing the governor. Like the other Democratic candidates, she can point to the governor's moves with the RFRA, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act Pence supported that brought a lot of negative attention to the state. She can poke holes in his economic policies, his failed organizational move, creating the Just In State News Agency, and so on. So when it comes to politics, you don't necessarily need to be an expert in a given area to be critical of someone else's performance, and that works in Ritz's favor in this case.
Brandon, thanks, and we look forward to hearing your coverage on the campaign.
Thanks very much.